I'll talk to Christopher Pyne tomorrow. The Senate will vote tomorrow on legislation to deregulate university fees. What that means basically is the university will be able to decide, just like the grocer decides, what they sell their product for. And if they sell it for too much, no one will buy it. If it's a crappy product, you won't go there. So all this hype and carry on is ludicrous. It's long overdue. But is this the real issue? In the wake of the mess, with a capital M, that Abbott and Pyne and co. inherited from Gillard and Rudd. Now, the Senate rejected this legislation last year, and the Education Minister, Christopher Pyne, is now doing somersaults to try and ensure a different outcome tomorrow. But I've said to you before, and I'll say it again, I wonder whether this deregulation debate may not be just a little misguided. Shouldn't we, when we talk about universities, be focusing on standards, not fees? You see, the Rudd government removed caps on the number of places. This was to buy votes. Everyone can go to university. And they removed the cap in 2010. So that meant I wasn't competing with Ross for a spot to get to university. I wasn't working my butt off so that I could beat Ross for a spot. Ross and I were both going to go, no matter what marks we got. So less competition means lower marks, and you get into the course anyway, which then encouraged universities to admit more students because each student attracts both government funding as well as the private fee. The end result, an increased tertiary education bill for taxpayers, but falling standards. The removal of caps has led to 7,000 school leavers with tertiary admission ranks. This is ATAR, Australian Tertiary Admission Rank. These stupid acronyms, you hate them, don't you? But that's what that ATAR stands for, a tertiary admission rank. 7,000 school leavers with tertiary admission ranks below 50, in other words, a fail, being admitted to university courses each year. But, hang on, guess which courses the students were largely being admitted to? Teaching. So we then perpetuate the incompetence. As Christopher Bantick, a teacher from Melbourne Grammar, wrote last month, universities have failed spectacularly in permitting teachers to be trained with substandard ATAR scores. Labor created the mess. What's new? I have to give Shadow Education Minister Kim Carr some credit, because he is at least talking about reimposing restrictions on places. He doesn't like the word cap, but he's talking about government intervention in the allocation of student places. This is the discussion we should be having, rather than debating student fees.